Has anybody ever asked you to share your faith with them? Did you know that by the communication of your faith, it opened doors for God to move and operate in other people's lives? It is a doorway that a seed can be sown to just bless somebody and to give them some knowledge of the truth that you have inside of you if you're a believer. I'd like to read a scripture to you out of Philemon. Philemon, it's only got one chapter. It's verse 6. Actually, I'm going to read 2 or 3 verses there. And this was Paul writing to Philemon. It says, I thank God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have toward the Lord Jesus and for all the saints. And I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. For I have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, because the hearts of the saints has been refreshed by you. Do you understand that when somebody might be feeling down and out and in a hopeless situation, that just by speaking a word to them, sharing who Jesus is and what he is doing in your life, the hope that's contained within you. Did you know just by speaking that, your belief out of your mouth, that that sets on course for God to really start doing some things in people's lives that you come in contact with? And it also is a blessing to you. I know every time I share my faith, if I'm around fellow believers, you know, I might be talking about small talk or what their hobbies is, what they're doing in their life, but it always comes back, I want to share my faith, you know, because it's so exciting about how God is working by his Spirit in my life, how he's transforming my heart from glory to glory. Things is just getting brighter and better every day. So it's hard to keep that contained, when I'm around other believers or when I'm around unbelievers even. You know, just the sharing, you know, it seems like Jesus always comes out in the conversation, the hope of a better life or some encouraging words. So, you know, I just want to let you know that when you speak, you know, how God is, and you don't necessarily have to use God's name or Jesus' name. Just be excited and about life and let people see. You know, see something's going on in your life. And they may not have no clue who God is or what he has came to do in the Lord Jesus, but your life is going to be so bright by the communicating your faith to other people that they can't help but to ask, man, there's so much going on in you. You're so different from the other people I've talked to. In other words, they'll desire what you have. Now, does that work all the time? No. People that's in darkness, that loves darkness, you know, they're going to run from that hope because the Bible says they love their evil deeds more than they do light. So, you know, light does shine on darkness, and the people that's in darkness that wants the light, that wants this hope that you have, they're going to come to you. While on the other hand, some people who may run from you would love their darkness more than they would love the hope and the light that you bring to them by sharing of your faith. I want to read a scripture out of the Message. It's in Matthew. I believe this just really bless you the way it describes this. It's talking about being salt and light in the earth. It's chapter 5, and I think it picks up about the 13th verse. It says, let me tell you why you are here. Now, this was Jesus talking to his disciples. And it was, Beatitudes when he was doing the Sermon on the Mount. He said, let me tell you why you're here. And you can take this personally. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. Man, ain't that something? If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? You've lost your usefulness and will end up in the garbage. So this treasure that we have, that we contain in this flesh, that we call a body right now while we're living on this earth, the joy of the Lord, of what he's doing in our lives, should be communicated with just about everybody that you come in contact with. Now, you may not have to speak and go to door witnessing, or you may not have to do all these programs you know, that some of the institutions may have us to do. But what you do, your life becomes a living light. Your life becomes a living testimony of Christ in you, the hope of glory. See, that's what people sees in your life. A lot of times, you know, they don't hear your words, but they see your life. They see what's going on in your life and the excitement and the hope that you have. Let's go on. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this. As public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? Now listen to that. That's pretty awesome. You're not to be hidden. You're to be discovered. You're a gem. You're a diamond just waiting to be discovered by someone. Have that attitude. I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you there on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine, keep open house, be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up to God. This generous Father in heaven. You know, that's how you are a witness. That's how you share your testimony. It's communication, not only in words, but in body language. In body language, in excitement, how'd you hold yourself? And people is going to see that more than they hear all the words that you're going to say. So, you know, it's difficult for me to reconcile the fact that a lot of people believes in the grace of God and they just, you know, use it anyway for haphazard living, for lasciviousness, and that they can think they can just rest and do anything, you know. Basically, what I call that is a couch potato. And the hope of the gospel does not encourage that, does not encourage that kind of rest. You know, we are to rest in the soulish realm and in our hearts, you know, that God has paid the price through the Lord Jesus to restore our souls. And we don't have to work or do anything for our salvation. But once we receive this glorious gospel, this glorious hope of Christ that's in us, you know, we won't want to sit on the couch. We will want to go take it to the world. And like I said, you don't have to go door-to-door witness and do all the programs that the institutions would have us to do. You just live life. You just live life abundantly, live life effortlessly. And I tell you what, you're going to be a light to the world that way. And you will see how much of a blessing it is to you, because you're just going to start discovering more and more things about your own self when you share Jesus with someone else.